Hello? Hello?
Hi, Dave. This is Sahak with Local Splash calling you back.
There you are, man. Yeah.
That's me. Yeah, they were trying to get it through to me, but I think I was on a call. That's why I didn't go through, so I just called you back.
Gotcha. Well, it looks like I sacrificed two chickens, and I'm giving my son a shot. So,
and now you get signed up with Google.
Hey, dude, I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating. I'm understanding on how to get out in front of people besides going and buying a commercial or radio time or whatever.
Right.
The online is huge. And if they don't, and just because you've got a damn website or whatever, it don't mean dick if they don't see it.
Hey, I like to say you can have the most beautiful billboard in the world, but if nobody sees it, if it's in the middle of the desert, then what good is it really, you know?
Yeah, and so real quick before we dance, how soon will we be able to be on the front page?
Okay, so I'll give you the breakdown on the timeline, okay, just so we can get down on the microscopic level. So first days, okay, first 1 to 3 days. Today I'm setting up your info. Tomorrow I'll have you set up with the tech, okay? The tech will input all this information, create your listings and everything. That's the first 3 days, content creation, quality control. Then day 5 to 7, your reporting dashboard, that customized tracking and reporting system I was talking about, along with your 67 different directory listings, so that's within a week. Then day 7 to 14, that's your sponsored Facebook ads, your web page, everything else is set up. Day 30 to 45, that's when your listings begin to appear, rankings increased over time. After that, it's just continuous reporting and ongoing review and optimization. So most companies are looking at about 4 to 6 months. With us, since we've been in business 18 years and we do have a longstanding relationship with Google, you're looking at about 30 to 45 days. Now, have I seen it done faster? Yes, especially with you. I think it may be possible because of the GBP and everything. So it'll probably be a little bit faster than that. But I like to go with the average, just be transparent and, you know, like just upfront with you. The average is 30 to 45 days.
Yeah, I've definitely grown to learn that you kind of under-promise and over-deliver, you know, that way you don't get...
Right, most companies do. I'd rather not over-promise and under-deliver. I'd rather just tell you straight up, be transparent, and then if it's up faster, all the better, we're even more happy, you know what I mean?
Okay. So, and just, dude, and I know I'm a broken record, so what just happened?
Of course, I understand.
Whenever I ping on and I just keyword it, I will be right next side all those guys, right?
Exactly. Right, with Alpine and all those other companies you see up there now. Right, exactly.
Yeah, because, dude, it really kills me to see some of these companies up there that I follow them and fix their stuff they can't fix.
Really? Oh, man. Yeah, then you deserve to be up there.
You know, it's... We all have our strong points and stuff, but these bigger companies don't, sometimes the left hand and right hand, they don't match up, and they send guys out that don't know what the fuck they're doing, and blah, 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 and then it just hurts.
Yeah, a lot more nowadays especially. Yeah, the quality's gone out the door. It's all about quantity, just whatever, like a, you know, here today, gone tomorrow service, like that.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, man.
But with a company like you, I mean, if you're up there, I mean, yeah, people are going to see your reviews. They'll see everything we set up for you. Then they'll find out, you know, you're one of the more authentic companies. And then, you know, after that, it's just, you know, a gravy train.
Yeah, and
you're looking for, right?
It is. And, you know, it's got to be just a couple good, effective, you know, shots at this, you know, and then just deliver on your work, and the rest should go, you know. That's the
exactly. Yeah, like, the name and the work should speak for itself.
Yeah, and then, you know what, I don't have to ask much more questions, because I do find myself on there, but it's, you know, way down there on the second page, and that's barely.
Right.
So I'm tired of being...
And that's not where people are looking, right? No, exactly. The first page is where it's at. I mean, I'll even admit, for me, I don't think I've ever scrolled past the first page unless it was something that, I mean, a very obscure thing I'm looking for. Most times it's like, okay, here's the first 3 to 5. Google's recommending them. They have good reviews. Of course I'm going to go with them.
Exactly. And so between
it just
being
makes sense.
On the, and then accumulating all those reviews I'm getting, you know, and not whatever, I just, because I'm kind of a one-man bandstand, so I'm very, very customize my clients. I'm, you know, I just don't say, here, you take that. I right. listen, and I don't. So when I do that, I want to provide that online so people can see that stuff. And so between being on the front page and then them going right to my website and seeing these reviews, I think it's just going to be hopefully a rocket ship.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. And that's why we look for companies like yourself that have that kind of reputation online, because those are the kind of companies that Google wants on the first page, because it's a recommendation from them. It also kind of shines on them as well as yourself. Okay, we're putting these professional companies on the first page. Of course I'm going to go with them. It just makes more sense, like I said.
Yeah, you don't want to be representing idiots.
Right, they have like a one-star reviews or, yeah, exactly, a bunch of bad reviews. Exactly, then it reflects on Google too. So that's why they make sure that they won't work with companies like that, like yourself, that have a good reputation.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, I've been through 3 background checks in the last couple days, dude. It's like, okay,
no way.
I'm a good guy. Let's just do this, you know? So I'm just
right, like, just let's get it done.
Yeah, and then, so by something being available, did someone else drop out or something like that as far as that?
So it's hard to say. There's a lot of different ways a listing could come available, because they can flag your GBP. Maybe they retired, took themselves off of there. There's a lot of different ways. It's hard to really say, because it happens, you know, a lot. So it's really hard to say. But I would just say most likely it's somewhat because their GBP, sometimes when people change information, your GBP can get flagged. If it's not cohesive across all your platforms, a lot of times it'll take you off the first page. That's why where we come in, we make sure, that's one of the main things we make sure of, that will not happen. That's very important.
So let me ask you, because I got approached by Yelp last week, and I did it.
Okay.
Signed on for the, you know, for the low budget plan or whatever the hell it was, because I never
Correct.
Wanted to do business with them, because I went through a bad thing, because their algorithms that scan and review all the reviews, I got 4 5-star reviews, and they wouldn't put any of them on there.
You know, I've heard the same from a lot of people. Yeah. And they say it's an algorithm, but come on, you couldn't just do it. Like, why are you making up excuses when it's their own system? They could do it if they wanted to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You would think it just comes down to someone pushing some damn buttons.
You would think. But, I mean, I don't work for Yelp. I can't really say for sure, but, I mean,
exactly.
Yeah. Who knows? Who can say, really?
Yeah, yeah. You know, but I can't get in there and write HTML, you know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. And then, I mean, this is like, we could even include Yelp if you wanted to and optimize that for you if you want and see if we can work on the reviews. But if not, I mean, we could just leave it alone. Totally up to you. It's all really customizable however you want it set up.
You know what? That's a great option. But I think that between the back work that I've already done with the site and my reviews.
Right.
And you being on the front page, and then, yes, I'm getting in bed with the Angie's List, too. I mean, so I'm going to be in town
right.
Board. I'm going to make a lot of money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're going to be all over town, right?
I'm sorry, dear.
No, hey, you're talking to the right guy, man. Honestly, I love being able to talk with people like yourself that will be able to say things like that, because in myself, I am like that. But, of course, at work, I'm never going to be like that. So it's like I actually appreciate it. I appreciate your candor.
Yeah, you got
really, I do.
Professionalism and stuff. Hell, I mean, dude, I was on a service call 2 days ago, and she started talking political shit. I just started backstepping. I'm like, okay.
I know. It's like, yeah, just leave me out of that conversation. Exactly.
Yeah, and then, you know, the bummer is, dude, is I'm a voracious reader. I'm kind of still a high-strung, fast. I'm almost 60, but I eat right, you know.
Oh, nice.
And so,
well, you take care of yourself, right?
And so I know what's going on. I mean, I just read so much. And so if people just throw opinions at me but don't read, I'm like, I know you haven't read it, and so don't
right.
talk to me about it.
Exactly. Like, you can tell by the way that they talk about it that they don't really know much about it, or they haven't read about it.
I just had a woman tell me, she pointed at a electric car. It was electric cars. Elon Musk. Anyways, it was just sitting out there, and she goes, my Jeep and that electric car, those electric cars destroy the earth so bad. And I had to say it, dude. I said, well, digging a hole in the earth doesn't warm it. Because we're mining for lithium, you know, to get the battery going. But oil warms the earth, and that's what we're in trouble with, you know. And she just kind of stopped for a second, and that's when I started backstepping. I just had to go, you know.
Right. Instead of just, like, disassociate yourself from the conversation, for sure.
Politely,
exactly. Just politely, you know, excuse yourself. There's no need to go any farther, right? Just better that way.
Exactly. Well, dude, it sounds like I've kind of gotten the gist of it, and so probably about a month to 45 days, and that day comes, we'll definitely
and
have a
then that, yeah, and then you guys can have the Google party for being on the first page. Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Well, that's what's crazy, dude, is it proved itself whenever I got into bed with PageHub, like 2 years ago, for the first 7 months, I was there, and I got a lot of work, but then they changed their, some type of algorithm, whatever it was, and the regional listing, I got dropped out.
Yeah, it's interesting. Usually that wouldn't be the case. Yeah, we make sure, I mean, that's why it's a monthly service. We make sure you're staying on the first page, where you're keeping your phone ringing, jobs coming in. That's why it's monthly.
Yeah. And so for 8 months I paid. And so that's why I've been a little bit probably short until us kind of getting to know each other, is that it's like, dude, I've heard this shit before and blah, 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 blah.
And I can, yeah, I completely understand. And see, now we understand each other. We can be candid with each other. It's all good. No, I completely get it, man, because there's a lot of fly-by-night companies that promise the moon and the stars, and they leave you sitting on planet Earth. That's just, you know, it's too bad, but.
Yeah. Right on, dude. Like I said, man, I kind of made the sacrifice, and I probably have to wash her hair or some shit, but
or something. All right, so yeah, let's get you started. So as for your GBP, what's a good address for the verification? We don't have to list the address, but what would be a good one for that?
That would be the home address is 264 Hazel Lane, H-A-Z-E-L, Hazel Lane.
Okay.
And that's in Napomo. N is in Nancy, I-P-O-M-O, Napomo.
Got it.
93444.
Perfect. Okay. And then for once we get everything all together for you, I'm going to send you an invoice through email that has everything included, the pricing, everything for your records. What's a good email for that, Dave?
That would be aircaredave, all one word, A-I-R. C-A-R-E-D-A-V-E, aircaredave, @gmail.com.
@gmail. Aircaredave, got it. And then is this the number you'd like listed, the 805-717 number for contact with clients?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Well,
and then for... Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Quick question. So that number I just gave you, I'm in Pismo Beach area. I'm in, you know, like this little tourist town over here. And all those little five cities, there's a bunch of little cities out there. Well, I'm from Lompoc per se, and that Lompoc prefix is still on my number. And Lompoc is not exactly the brightest, shiniest town in a lot of people's views, you know? And I'm
right.
Wondering.
To put it politely.
If they see that prefix and they go, and they kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So you'd rather list a different number, you're saying, you mean?
No, I was just wondering, just on your opinion, because you're in this business.
Right.
As far as advertising stuff like that, it's like, you know, I mean, maybe I should change my number, but I don't want to, it seems like numbers are all over the place these days. I mean, there's so many new area codes and all that crap. But sometimes I think that when they see the prefix and it's Lompoc, and people know that, they go,
right,
this company's coming from Lompoc. And like I said, Lompoc's got kind of a darker reputation.
I see. Okay. Well, we can add a different – we can change the number at any time, too. Just make sure
okay. –
because for the interview with the tech who's going to input all this, create your listings and everything, that'll be set up for tomorrow. So if you can somehow have a number ready for him by tomorrow, we can change that for you. That way, before the listing goes live, you can already have a different number. If you want.
Well, I don't want to. I'm just trying to ask a professional opinion, but at the same time, you're probably just like me to where you kind of understand where, you know, there's a bunch of, and you're probably younger. And so the older generation, they'll see that prefix and maybe make an assumption. But to be honest,
I mean, if you consider 37 young, then I guess I'm young, yeah.
Well, you know, in my heart,
I'm young, which is always the most important.
There you go, dude. Exactly. You know, I have a lot of clients that are in their 80s, 70s, get me, and they're like, you're just a kid. I'm like, shit, I got a broken back.
You're like, come on, man. I don't feel like I'm a kid.
Yeah, dude, I got 12 screws in my steel and plate and shit. I'm a broken fool, but I just keep going. I'm too
Hey, but if you're still ticking, then it's all that counts, man, really. Just taking care of yourself. That's most important.
That's right. The heart and the muscle.
Those are the people that will end up lasting the longest, you know what I mean?
Yep, it is, man. I'll be that crusty old dude about 87 and shit, but I'm still moving.
But right, you can still keep up, exactly, and that's what's important. Like, you don't want to be in that age, like, you know, like in a wheelchair or on your last leg. No, if you take care of yourself, you can live quite a bit longer. I've seen it happen. Happens all the time.
Yeah. I'm all for it.
Sure.
And then when it's miserable, I'm gonna pay someone to take me out.
Yeah, right. Medically, go out quiet. Peacefully.
Yeah, whatever, man. Send me to the field and shoot me in the head. I don't care. I just don't want
to
shit.
Or whatever. Yeah, take me to the horse doctor, the one that shoots the horses. Fine, whatever. Just take me out quick. Or as long as it's fast, as long as it's quick. Yeah, exactly. And then, Dave, what's your last name?
It's Andreatta. A-N-D-R-E-A-T-T-A. Andreatta.
Andreatta. I like that. Is that like Italian or Sicilian or something, or what is that?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, mine's a little bit unique. It's my dad is Sicilian Armenian, and then my mom was Swedish Norwegian. So the name is Armenian, the Sahak, but my mom is Swedish Norwegian, so that's also why I don't really sound Armenian. I sound pretty white, I think. But
yeah. All right. You know what, dude? In this world, it's just, we are all in this together, man, and everybody.
Hey, man, I love that.
Hey, we all like to get it on, and we're all blended. Just, you know, the quicker we accept that shit, the better.
Right. I think more people need to think like that. I think there'd be the world would be a different place, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I'll tell you real quick, dude, I could have been a member of the KKK. For 2 years, I got my head beat in by black kids in the school. I was one of the only white kids, and I was going to end up being one of those, you know, Aryan dudes, and then I just made a decision.
So what changed your mind?
I had my son. I had my boy.
Beautiful.
And I didn't want to teach him to hate.
That's very true, man, because example is always the number one way to teach a kid. They always are watching us, you know?
Yep. And because I'm a little smart, and if I'm a hater, I can do some damage.
For sure. Smart people, yeah, no, even more dangerous to have that cleverness and that sharpness, you know? Even more of a weapon, for sure.
Right, those bastards are 2 and 3 moves ahead, man.
Yeah, we're like playing that 5D chess and shit, you know what I mean?
Exactly, dude. The only kind of thing I want to do is just step the good foot, that's it.
Yeah, right, best foot forward, exactly. I totally get it, man. Cause actually, when I was younger, I went to like an all black school in, Queen Anne in Washington State for a while. So I know all about the discrimination end of it. You know what I mean?
And so there's hatred on both sides. And so I understand.
Exactly.
I understand the peril. I understand the Chinese peril. That's why we're just in this together. I don't mean to go any quicker with this shit. I just, and it sounds like you step the same place. So. It is.
Dude. Yeah, so I, just an understanding there, for sure. No, I know how that feels, so I get you.
Yep, we all want
This is like a school that had, like, bomb threats and fights all the time. It was crazy, man.
Dude, see, we never had bomb threats. Fights every, I swear to God, I'm not exactly.
Oh, yeah, all day. That was like it's just like a regular thing. Yeah, it's like normal almost. Yeah.
And it was just because of race. It was because of color. It wasn't about anything else.
It was always, you know, like, just that. Pressure between the races, you know, that animosity. That's really all it was.
Yep, exactly. And it wasn't a matter what anybody said. It's just you're in the same room.
Yeah, right? Or you're different than me, basically. That's really about it.
Exactly. And it is. There's just, And it's everywhere. It ain't just, you know, somebody hating somebody else. Everybody hates everybody equally, man.
It's just the way that our system has been built, man. It's like everyone, it's just like it's a normality now. It's weird, you know?
As a 60-year-old man, my friend, it's a sad fact. I wish we could be getting better, but we're getting worse.
Yeah, you wish, you know, you hope for that, but then as you see it, it doesn't seem that way either, you know, that it's getting better. Like, you see it, like you said, getting worse. Unfortunately, anyway.
Yeah, and maybe, I'm just going to say it and I'll shut up. Capitalism has run away with itself. So, I'm done.
Oh, yeah, and that's fueling everything, exactly. But yeah, you hit the nail on the head there, but we'll leave it at that. So, you do have a GBP already, right? I'm looking at online here for the air care, heating and air conditioning. The address you have listed is the 30211 Avenida.
Well, what's that? I'm sorry.
So I'm looking at a GBP here for air care, heating and air, and the address that's listed is 30211 Avenida.
No. I couldn't even tell you where that's at.
It must be somebody else with a...
Yeah.
So it should be the address you gave me then, right? The 264 Hazel Lane?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm going to put that with this address, and then I guess someone else has a similar name. That's probably why. Let's see here. There we go. Okay, gotcha. There it is. Okay, great. And then for hours of operation, do you want it listed as like a 9 to 5, like typical hours, or how would you like it listed?
8 to 5, Monday through Saturday.
8 to 5, Monday through Saturday. Okay, great. And then for contact with your clients, you want phone, text, and email?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you want to integrate PayPal or anything into your payments, or do you want just regular forms of payment from your clients?
Yeah, we'll just leave that alone. We'll just take that on this.
For now, we can, you can add it later if you want, but I put it as no. I just wanted to confirm.
Yeah. We actually do through PayPal. We take credit cards through PayPal. So, but yeah, whenever it starts to blast off, who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, I can add it if you want. There's no extra charge or anything. If you want to, let me know. We can add it later too. Not a problem. And then for areas that you want to talk. Oh yeah, go ahead. Sorry about that.
And so, what you're asking too is that will be listed on the whenever they find me, or is that just for your records?
Right, it'd be listed like on listings website or just any place you would like it to show up.
Oh, gotcha. You know, I mean,
and then
you take PayPal.
So we can add it, and you can take it off later, too. Sure. Like I said, you can add it later or take it off later. Yeah, not a problem. We can always integrate things. Like I said, we kind of optimize as we go forward, so it's very easy to do. Now, for areas you want to show up for, you just didn't want to go up north too much. You want like Pismo Beach, Grover Beach, Napomo. You can have up to 12 areas, though. So if you have any more, let me know.
I have a list, yeah.
Okay, yeah, go ahead whenever you're ready.
Yeah, we'll do San Francisco.
Okay. Sorry, you cut out there. One more time.
Avila Beach, A-V Victor, I-L-A, Avila Beach.
Avila Beach, got it.
Grover Beach.
Grover Beach, got it.
Arroyo Grande. A-R-R-O-Y-O, Grande.
Okay, got it.
Napomo, obviously.
Right, obviously, got it. Okay.
Shell Beach, just like it's Shell Beach.
Shell Beach, got it.
Santa Maria.
Got it. Okay.
I think that's kind of it. Because man, I don't want to tell it to go up north because they'll call me, and it's hard for you to say no.
Yeah. I know, so we don't want to put you in a spot where you have to say yes and you don't really want to. Yeah, for sure. No, let's leave that alone for now, and then if you want to branch out to there later, like I said, we can always, you know, interweave things as you go along too, so not a problem. And then for keywords, now this is also important. You can have up to 15 keywords, okay? So let me know how many you have now, the rest you can have ready for the tech tomorrow, or if you have them all now, even better.
I probably have them now.
Okay, let's go. Yeah, let me know. Go ahead whenever you're ready.
Obviously, heating.
Right.
Air conditioning.
Yep.
Heating repair, I guess, whatever. Air conditioning repair.
Okay.
Insulation.
Insulation. AC.
Heat pump.
Air conditioning.
Sorry, dude. Sorry.
No, it's all good. I can type pretty fast. Okay, so let's see. Heating install, air conditioning install. You said heat pump?
Yep.
Heat pump install?
Yeah. And repair.
Okay, got
whatever.
It.
I got to fix them all,
install.
Too.
Right, yeah, so we can have both. Yeah, the more the better, you know, the more specific you are with it. Because it's how they search, right? And the tech will also be able to make some suggestions on which ones are searched a lot, too. So let's see here. Heat pump install, heat pump repair. Okay, next.
Mini split.
Mini split. Okay, got it.
Yep. Ducting. D-U-C-T-I-N-G. Ducting.
Ducting. Okay, got it.
Keywords, I guess, maybe HVAC.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's searched a lot. Yeah, HVAC, okay.
And you know, I think that's it. We've got repair, install, maintenance.
Yeah, maintenance is good too. Okay, so HVAC and HVAC maintenance. Okay, so that's, let's see how many we got here. One. Nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yeah, that's 15. Okay, so, and like I said, you'll be able to pick the brain with the tech, too. That way we can optimize it, too. But that's, I think, usually that those should be good. So I think we're good on that end. And then I got your website, Google Business Profile. Okay, next, okay, we'll go into billing here. So the address will be the same for billing, the 264 Hazel?
Yeah.
Okay, and then that's a Visa or MasterCard?
I think it's going to be, let me check. Let me see what she's going to have.
Okay.
I think we got some more.
Same card?
Okay. I bow to the god. Here we go.
Sacrifice the chickens and everything.
Yeah. It's just I have the numbers here, and I think it's a Visa.
Okay. Okay, got you. So yeah, it has the Visa emblem on there.
I don't have the card in front of me. I have the number.
Oh, okay. So go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
Okay. It's 4477.
Okay.
8950-0021-7371. Expiration.
Okay.
326.
Okay.
You need the code on the back.
Code. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
7715.
Okay. So just to confirm, that's 4477. 8950-0021-7371.
Yes.
Okay, great. So just creating the account now. Should just take a sec. While we're waiting for that, we can also set up your security question. So there's three options. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What's going to be best for you?
Maiden name.
Okay, and the name?
Reed. R-E-E-D, Reed.
Reed, got it, okay. Let me set that up here, just takes a sec. There it is. Okay. Submitting now. There it is.
Dude, okay. With this, I'm gonna have to fire somebody else. I'm gonna have to fire Nice Job.
Whatever, you know, sacrifices we have to make, right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, the $99 a month for just, yeah, just. And what I'll do is
right,
go
for,
through.
For $2.99, I mean, you get quite a bit, you know, so it's definitely, like I said, it pays for itself like 5-10 times over. So, yeah, drop in the bucket, really.
Exactly.
All right, so you should see that payment come through now on the online banking, if you guys have that, which most people do, you should see that. And then they're also going to get your invoice through text and email. Okay, you should see that come through now. The text will go to that number you gave me, and then the email will go to the other email that you gave me, too. So you should see those come through now here in just a sec. Let me know when you see those.
There's your text right there.
All right, great. So go ahead and I think it should say below is your invoice. Click here on the link, and then that'll take you into the invoice. Let me know when you see when you get in there.
Initial invoice. Click here to attempt subscription terms. Is that it? To accept?
That's the one. Yep. Nice. Yeah, so go ahead, go in there. That's going to show you everything that's included, the pricing, of course. Let me know when you get to the bottom there. That's where you would e-sign. You'll have a box that says, I am the authorized user. And then under that, it'll have a space where you can type your name there, hit enter. That's how you would e-sign. That'll take you to our website. It will ask you for your username and login. You'll receive that within 7 days. Let me know when you got that all done. I should be able to check here on my side too.
Okay. I hit confirm signature. Signature does not match. Okay, Dave Andrade, let me do it again. Okay, here we are.
Perfect. Okay, there we go. Now just one other step. So I'm just going to go over our voice verification with you. This is to ensure the accuracy of the order. It's also an added form of protection for you to go along with that invoice I just sent. So if you have anything you need me to clarify or review, just let me know. No problem at all. I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order first, please state the name of your business.
Air Care Heating and AC.
Okay, great. Now please state your name and title within the business.
Dave Andreotta, owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, great. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in the campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. That's why we set up the security question for you. That way, when we call, we will make sure to use that so you know it's us. And if there are other companies calling, you'll know it's not us. That way you can avoid those calls.
Good.
Now, do you also agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, great. Now I'm going to give you the phone number that tech is going to call from and also your go-to line going forward. Let me know when you're ready for that.
Okay, let me get something to write this down with.
Okay, go ahead. Take your time. Let me know.
I'm going to write on the back of a 2x4.
Nice.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, that is 877-635-6225. That'll be the number the tech will call from and your go-to number going forward for, contact with them. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now your payment. Yeah, I mean, it just helps because then there's no dueling efforts or things that might interfere with it. It's just always good to let the tech know. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, April 17th, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th or 30 days from today in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the number I gave you to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. No problem at all. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, you're good to go. So I'm just going to set up your interview with the tech now, and then I can let you go on your way here. So what's a good time tomorrow for you for the to speak with him and get everything set up?
Let's make it. I'd like to do it in the late afternoon, like maybe 4 o'clock.
Oh, that's fine. 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
So I think we're out of here at 4. I can get you done at 3. Is that okay?
Sure.
3 is okay? Okay, perfect. Yep, there we go. So 3 o'clock, you're going to receive an email like for a Google Calendar invite. So that way you just hit yes to confirm the time. The tech will do the same. And then you're all set up to go. So I'm going to send that through right now. You should see that here in a sec. One sec. There it is. Okay, 3 o'clock. All right, there it is. Boom. Okay. Let me just confirm the email, make sure it gets to the right place, always important. There we go. Okay. You should see that come through right now. Let me know when you see that.
Welcome to Local Splash invitation. This event, okay. Invitation from an unknown sender, Local Splash, blah, 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 this event. Yep, I see it.
Okay, so just hit yes there. Let me confirm that came through. The tech will do the same, so then we have you logged in for that time.
Okay.
Okay, so just make sure to hit yes on the invitation. That should come through. I should be able to see that once you do that.
I did. I hit yes. Now it's asking.
Oh, no worries. It's all good. As long as you hit yes, it should come through here in a sec. So you're good to go. Again, I really appreciate the time, Dave. You're all set up. They're going to call you within 30 minutes of that 3 o'clock time tomorrow to go over everything, get you set up, and get you going, okay?
Okay, man.
Yeah. All right, man. So welcome to the team. It was great talking with you again. Really, I enjoyed it. And we'll contact you tomorrow and get you going, okay?
All right, man. I appreciate it, dude.
All right. Yeah, you have a good one, Dave.
Okay, you too. Bye.